The push for later school start times is gaining momentum around the country and in Utah's school districts and state capital. KUER's Rocio Hernandez explains why this is happening now.
It's a dark and quiet weekday morning at Caroline Keeney's Salt Lake City home. At 6:30, she breaks the silence by knocking on her teen daughter's doors to start getting them ready for school.
Hey, Queenie. Time to get up, okay?
Her oldest daughter, Quinn, is a junior at Highland High. Like most high schools in the Salt Lake District, classes start at 7:45. That means for Quinn to get a good night's rest, she should be asleep around 10 p.m., but she often doesn't fall asleep until 30 to 45 minutes later.
My brain is hyped up. I can't go to sleep. And I've talked to a lot of my friends who say they can't go to sleep until after 10, too. I think it's just hard for some reason.
Sometimes waking up is even harder for the 16-year-old, and when she gets to school, Quinn might still be too sleepy to focus on her first class. Nationwide, the average school start time is 8:10, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention supports school start times of 8:30 or later. Studies show more sleep can improve students' academic performance, as well as physical and mental health. One study from 2014 found the risk of students attempting suicide jumped 58% with each hour of sleep they lost.
It seems to me that it's crucial for us to save our children if we have the chance to save them.
That's Salt Lake School Board member Catherine Kennedy. The board is studying the impact of pushing back start times for its high schools by 30 minutes or more. And Kennedy is also supporting a legislative resolution for districts to consider later start times. But the Keeneys still aren't sold. They worry that a later start could disrupt their lives. Quinn and her younger sister think it could cut into their busy after-school schedule full of skiing, swimming, and track practice.
I just find it frustrating because that would, I think, mean even though you have more time to sleep in the morning, you're at school later or at sports practice later, and then getting home later, starting homework later, eating later.
And their mother, Caroline, starts work as a nurse practitioner at 8 a.m. That means if school started later than 8:30, she wouldn't be able to drop off her daughters.
But I do agree they need sleep. I'm not sure if I can provide them benefit of it if we're leaving the house before they do.
Despite Keeney's doubts, a recent district survey of nearly 1,000 parents found around 80% support the idea. The district held a series of public hearings last month. Many parents spoke in favor, including Srikant Jamulapati.
And no amount of putting money into education is going to help if the child is not awake to learn.
The idea is getting a foothold around the country. A new California law passed last year will prohibit most middle schools from starting earlier than 8 a.m. and most high schools from starting earlier than 8:30. And an Ohio lawmaker introduced similar legislation last October.
I think the word's getting out.
That's Andra Broadwater with Start School Later, a national coalition of parents, educators, students, and health experts. She says this movement began to pick up in 2014. That's the year that the American Academy of Pediatrics published a report that recommended delayed start times for middle and high schools. The report says teens are just not biologically programmed to fall asleep early.
They still need, pediatricians say, between 8 and 10 hours of sleep. So if they're not falling asleep till about 11 o'clock, that means they need to sleep until about 8 o'clock. Teens aren't being lazy. They really, truly need the sleep to grow.
Later start times will be an option for juniors and seniors at Jordan School District next year. Superintendent Anthony Godfrey recently announced that starting in the fall, students can attend two of their classes online. And that would allow them to come in at 9 a.m. instead of the regular 7:30.
We think there are great health benefits for students to be able to start later. They can pace learning the way they need to pace it, and they can individualize their own learning.
Democratic Representative Suzanne Harrison, an anesthesiologist from Draper, is running a resolution in this year's legislative session that asks Utah school districts to at least entertain the idea. Her resolution passed in the House on Monday. It's now headed to the Senate. Meanwhile, the Salt Lake City School Board is expected to continue the late start conversation at their next meeting. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.